We're joined by Darren Kaufata, who is with Ringohora. Now, that's the Workforce Development Council. Darren's had a long time in the Navy, I think, and he's speaking with us about a hui aimed at getting more of our people, young Māori, into the aviation industry that was hosted at Te Wharerua Marae in Mount Maunganui yesterday. The hui included representatives from Air New Zealand, the Royal New Zealand Air Force, JNP Aviation, the Aviation Industry Association, New Zealand Airport Association, along with Tangata Whenua, working successfully in the industry. The hui was organised by Ringohora Services Workforce Development Council. Hey, Darren, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei. Thanks for joining us on the program today. Ho ngā mihi.
Ka pai tēnā koe, Dale. O tērā tēnā koutou, ngā kai whakarongo o tēnei reo irirangi. Kia ora.
Ngā mihi. You're in the Navy for 16 years, Darren. Tēnā koe, tēnā koe, ngā pui kazi. What did you like about that, being involved in the armed forces? And maybe you could just give us an overview of your mahi with Ringohora.
Correct around the time before my service was my background predominantly within the Navy, and I really enjoyed that career because, you know, it took me places, provided me with stability in terms of financial stability, and I was able to connect in with another community and grow within that community, not only like as a person, but learn a lot through the Navy as well. So it's quite, I do appreciate the time there and the mihi e pāna ki tērā, mō mahi I te Navy. These days, I'm working with Ringohora in the Workforce Development Council. So my role within Ringohora now is Mata Taketake is the Tūranga Māori mō tēnā. Transformation Māori Lead is the English translation of that. So my work really involves around with connecting with iwi and hapu. We have a raupu within Ringohora called Te Raupu Kai Takawanga who go out and engage with iwi and hapu. Then my role is to sort of dive a little bit deeper into Pākehi Māori, Māori business networks as well, to connect with them, to provide them with a greater voice and leadership across vocational education.
Just before we get underway, because our people are proud when they hear their whanau on the radio or on the net, no he koe, Darren.
Ai, koe. No ngā puhi ahau, I te taho tōku māma, no ngā puhi, I te taho tōku pāpa, no Ingarangi, hewe, I tipi ake au kei Kaikohe, kei reire I kuraina au hoki. So I'm from the north and I grew up and did all my schooling days in Kaikohe. So a proud little Ngāpuhi boy running amok in Tāmaki Makaurau these days.
Tēnā koe, Darren. Good to meet you and thanks. Some of your whanau will have a smile on their face as we speak. Okay, well, let's talk aviation. And we're keen to see our people get involved in all sectors, and aviation is appropriate. Yesterday I had this amazing conversation with one of the founder of Invico. He took out the High Tech Awards. You're probably familiar with their drone technology and conservation work that they are working in. And I know it's a sort of thin connect between drones and the wider aviation scene, i.e. The Air Force or Air New Zealand. But hoa anō, yesterday, aviation and Māori, the focus at Wharerua. Talk with us about what you heard, what you witnessed, what our listeners might benefit from understanding.
Yeah, so there's many a fruitful kōrero there at Wharerua Marae. E mihi tēnei ki a rātou hoki te hapu ngai te rangi Ngāti Rangi Nui, Ngāti Pūkinga who hosted us at Wharerua Marae. So it's a beautiful space for us to be able to come together in wānanga, sharing kōrero and sharing thought and connection to the aviation sector and our kaimahi Māori. So we heard many of challenges, especially from our rangatahi. One of the big things that sort of themes that come through was for our rangatahi that it was difficult to see success when there is little to no role models to draw success from. So they find some rangatahi have shared with us that they find it difficult because they can't visualise themselves within that role without seeing other kaimahi Māori in the spaces that they want to see as well. And that ties into another kōrero where often we think about aviation, people just want to be a pilot. You know, I want to be a pilot, I want to drive planes. That's it's the pinnacle of aviation, and perhaps that is the pinnacle to some and the goal, and keep whai atonu tērā, whainga. But there are many other roles within the aviation sector, and it's just a matter of knowing for our whānau and our whānau whānui, especially our Māori whānau, that there are many other roles within aviation that carry just the same amount of mana, you know, and pride in that space. So it was a lack of visibility, really, was one of the themes that were coming through from our rangatahi, role modelling in terms of visibility, but also the different types of roles and mahi that they can get into. They can get into for this without the visibility and without the success visualization for our rangatahi, the kōrero just doesn't occur, you know.
Well, there's the engineering side of it, obviously. We're privy to some stats, perhaps your people shared them with us. Our people, Māori, make up 8% of kaimahi in the aviation sector, but a large proportion of that, Darren. Of that workforce are in ground-focused roles, maybe baggage handling, customer-facing roles such as air crew and airport admin, etc. So while you touch on the fact that, hey, if you want to be a pilot, ki te pai, there are many other roles in there. We want to grow that workforce, but also into some of the more prominent aviation roles. Let's talk some of them through. I mentioned engineering. What are some of the others?
Yeah, so if we think about aviation as a whole, you can sort of visualize yourself boarding a plane. This is the kōrero I share with some of the rangatahi. Just imagine you're boarding a plane, you know, and you have to process your ticket, you process your bag, etc. You've got the front-facing service assistants and managers that are helping you there with great customer skills and whakawhanaungatanga abilities to be able to connect with people. So there's one role there, and as you mentioned, we've got in the background our tangata who load our baggage on the ground floor, and ground operators. So the ground operators terminology is we won't dive too deep into what that is because I might step out of lane a little. But the ground operators, you know, with the baggage handling, and also the operation of the ground movements. So in relation to shifting the planes around and taxiing the planes, etc. There are people there that conduct that sort of mahi as well. So there's another space. And if we come back into the airport again and then we check our ticket and we board the plane, we've got our cabin crew. Quite often people overlook the cabin crew, but that's a very exciting job that can take you places as well all around the world. The cabin crew, and then there's the cabin crew managers as well, which will lead another sort of pathway into getting into the operations manager role, and those are the more corporate sort of side of things. So quite a few conversations. We'll talk about those sort of front-facing roles, or the ground staff, as you mentioned. But we want our rangatahi to think about that as perhaps an entry point into the aviation sector, then build upon that the skills that they need to continue to progress and develop in the aviation sector into either corporate roles, or they may take a sideways step from a small aviation business or company into one of the larger ones. So those are the sorts of whakaaro in connection to those roles that we like to have with our rangatahi.
Tēnā koe. Right. I went to school with a mate of mine, and he's been flying all his life. He's with Air New Zealand, but he did start as a 17-year-old studying navigation with the Air Force. I recall him doing a stint as an air traffic controller out of Sydney, then got up his flying hours in Papua New Guinea before, eventually ending up as a commercial airline pilot, which he remains to this day. So that was the formula he utilised. What about the Air Force as a starting point?
That's a great formula, actually. And you mentioned the air traffic controller. That's another awesome space to be able to work in as well. A good salary from what I hear. I won't share numbers. It's a good salary. The training is technically challenging as well, which is really good for our rangatahi Māori. But that's another role which I'll just make mention of quickly before I get to Opātai, is that quite often unseen, because they sit in a tower and carry out their air traffic controller duties, which are very important and crucial to, obviously, the whole operation as an aviation or an airport. So that's another role. Reflection on your question with in relation to the Air Force, that I think is a great starting point as well. And we had representation from our Air Force yesterday who made mention of a few programs. One is such as called the Schools for Skies program, which is an awesome program targeted at this stage for our wahine to enter into a career in the Air Force and engineering. My background being in defence, I've been able to connect with a few people in the Air Force, and the feedback and kōrero that I get from them is that it's a really great, you know, foundation to build upon. If you want to join as a pilot in the Air Force, then that's awesome. It is academically challenging, but that shouldn't deter you from the challenge. You take up the challenge and run with it. What tends to kind of turn some people away is the return of service obligation, but that's something, you know, you navigate through as you apply to the Royal New Zealand Air Force. Other careers in the Air Force are really great stepping stones from that foundation in engineering. Avionics technician, most of those, if not all of those skills, are directly transferable into the aviation sector within the civilian sector. So I continue to recommend the Air Force is a great starting platform, a foundation to launch from. And for some, it's a career for life, you know, and they love it there. So I do think, and I do believe they have a great system there, much like our other aviation partners in the civilian world.
Tēnā koe, Darren. All businesses, all organisations have treaty responsibilities. That's the foundation of our land, and the treaty partnership needs to play out in business as it does in all aspects of our society. Have the aeronautics and aviation sectors dedicated Māori pathways to encourage Māori participation in the aviation sector that could be utilised if mum, dad or auntie, uncle or even Joe wannabe pilots listening today? I mean, are there some dedicated Māori pathways into aviation?
So very good question. And that is probably one of the main outcomes or goals or aims that we hope to achieve within Ringohora, to continue to work with our partners in the aviation sector, because this has been identified as, I guess, a need or a gap, a sort of lapse there. So to answer your question, I'm not entirely sure. I'm not familiar with any pathways specifically designed for Māori to enter into the aviation sector, but that is something that is a kōrero that we continue to have, and one of the topics that we broached during this hui at Whareroa Marae as well. So we do hope, you know, we can't make too many promises in that space, but we'll continue to work with the aviation sector, with our iwi and our hapū, to make those connections to see, you know, talk to and identify the needs of Māori and our rangatahi Māori, and better understand what those needs are, so that we can see the benefits of perhaps creating a path that you make mention of, or a vocational pathway for Māori into the aviation industry, is something that would most definitely honour Te Tiriti or Waitangi and the partnership principle in that space. So, sorry, that was a bit of a political answer to your question too.
And it was a bit of a political party, to be honest, as well. Hey, good talking with you, Darren. Stay in touch so we can talk more. I like the way you roll and communicate with us about these matters, and all the best with Ringohora, Darren Kaufata e Hoama, Māori Transformation Lead for that organisation. Have a good day today. Kia pai tōrā, Darren.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. You're 603-934. That's a time check.